coach was saying the other day that, you know, it's not fun losing games, and sometimes I can stick with you a little bit, but the, as soon as the young core starts driving this team, the closer you'll be to the playoffs. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I think we got a different makeup on our team with the variance in age groups, and yeah, our young guys do have to step up, and we got to start taking a bigger role. I think that's something we're looking forward to and we want, and now it's our time to kind of go in there and accept it.
Alum of the University of Michigan, is it always fun to kind of get back here?
Yeah, it's nice just to see some family and some friends, but I'm trying not to treat it too differently than any other road trip. Just come in and do what we got to do and head on out.
4-1 win over the Detroit Red Wings earlier in the season. What can you take from that and apply to tonight, even though lineup's obviously much different?
Yeah, I think we got a different lineup, and I'm sure they do too. But, yeah, I mean, they're a good team, and we got to watch some of the things they do here at home, especially with the boards. And I think we kind of learned out there this morning that they're a little different board. So, yeah, just kind of play our game and trying to build what we want to build here.
As a Michigan kid, what do you remember about your first visit to this place?
I remember playing here. We played for a state championship here when we were really young, probably 12 or 13, but... yeah, that's probably my first memory.
What that was like as a Wings fan?
Yeah, it was just cool. I remember my brother did a shootout in intermission here too when he was younger, and he fell on the blue line, so that's a pretty good memory to have. We got video of that too. Yeah, I feel like he's been saying that for a long time now, so you never really know, but yeah, he's obviously a very special coach, and everything he's been through, and I mean, just try to learn as much as you can from him, everything he says, just listen, and I mean, he's very good at what he does. He's been doing it for a long time, so he's just one of those guys that you want to learn as much as you can from.
First game for Andrew Kopp in the gym. How's he doing this year?
He's good. I think he's fitting in nicely. Yeah, I mean, I live with him, so I see him all the time, and I'm always around him. Have to listen to him, but yeah, he's fitting in nicely. He'll enjoy it tonight.
How do you find that transition to the left side? Is it becoming more and more comfortable? Is that
it? Yeah, I mean, it's a little different. It's just more, I found more pivoting different ways is right. Kind of where I've got to get used to it, because I'm always used to pivoting one way. But, yeah, it's whatever. It's just hockey. It's not too much different.
Everyone wants to play more and more, but it seems like you're really relishing the extra minutes, you know, even back with the power. You're playing, you know, getting the power play a bit. You know,
yeah, it's like you said, everybody wants more, but you got to earn it and keep moving forward with what you get, and we've fit together pretty nicely.
How would you describe your season overall?
It's been different. I think it was a slower start for me. I think I found something though that I need to always do to be consistent, and I've been trying to work on that and stay consistent with it. So I think I'm still learning on what I need to do to bring it every night, and I think I'm getting better at it.